7:19 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Deuce Grow in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, John Rich, great entertainer here, and his good friend, whom he's endorsed for the Republican nomination in the 69th District of the House of Representatives, Jody Barrett. Well, Jody, of course, the big news is that you were first in the choir in Dixon County, and you brought this guy in who might be able to sing. His name is John Rich. You're good. You've been good friends ever since, right?
Right. Well, we're, you know, not quite the Harvard choir, but pretty popular choir, pretty well-known choir here in Middle Tennessee. Dixon County has had a good program for a long time.
Did you realize what a great singer he was from the
get-go? Well, yeah, right away. And funny, he mentions how we met. John was playing at our senior or junior prom. He knew he was going to come to Dixon County, so he came down, being the forward thinker that he is, came down and just propped up with his guitar and said, well, I'm going to meet some of these kids I'm going to have to be in class with next year. And so he was playing, and at the time I had a band with some other friends.
You had a band?
I had a band, played drums, and so I just walked up to him. Of course, he's a high school kid at this point, right? 16, 17 years old. I just said, hey, man, you know, you're not bad. You know, you may be pretty good at this if you keep on. Maybe you want to come and try out for us and try out for our band sometime. He's like, yeah, man, that'll be awesome.
Absolutely. Won't turn that down.
Now, did you just show up at the prom and
start
playing?
It's like, well, if you've followed me at all, you kind of understand how I think, which is I try to see around the corner. Anytime I can, and I knew I was going to this brand new school my senior year. Mm-hmm. I was sick to my stomach about it. I said, if I'm going to go there, I'm going to try to meet some people. So I thought, well, the best key I've got to unlock a door is called this old guitar, and sit out there and sing a little George Strait. Maybe I'll meet some girls at least, you know, that I might know next year. And so that's what I did. I drove over to Dixon County and just sat there.
So they had the prom.
They were having their big junior prom. I knew I was going to be going there. I just brought a guitar, started singing really.
Where were you physically? I mean,
well, so this is back in the day when you had lock-ins after the dance, right?
Okay.
So kids would go, and then they'd lock down the school, and you'd stay there overnight.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that's where it was. He was propped up in some classroom somewhere and probably had 20 girls sitting in front of him.
Is that one of the reasons you picked up the guitar?
Let's be honest. The only reason a guy learns how to play an instrument is to meet girls. I mean, that's just the beginning of it.
Did
Isn't
it
that
work,
the reason
John?
A guy gets in the Harvard choir? You
there
want to
you
meet
go.
Some of the good-looking girls?
Yeah. And the only reason the guy makes friends with a guy that plays guitar is to meet girls.
But that's where the friendship started, honestly. I mean, it was a game changer for me to know a guy like Jody Barrett who just didn't owe me nothing and just kind of went, man, that's a big deal. You're coming in here your last year of school.
Last year
of
school.
At a new school.
That's
buddy, that's tough. I'll make sure you know everybody.
Yeah. So, okay, so there you graduate from Dixon High School.
Yes, sir.
What happens after that?
So John went off to Nashville to make his career, and I went off to college to start making mine. So undergrad at Lincoln Memorial University in East Tennessee, and then law school at Ole Miss. And then
Ole Miss.
A couple years in Mississippi in purgatory, then came home.
Were you there at Ole Miss in law school when John Grisham was there, or was he before you?
I actually sold ball cleats to John's family while I was working at Hibbett's during law school, because I'm not one of the kids that had money and trust funds. So I was working my way through law school, and got to meet his family a couple of different times.
Now, Ole Miss, good law school.
Yeah.
And so after law school, you come back home and practice law?
Yeah. So right about the time I met my wife in undergrad, and we were expecting our first child, and we knew that we didn't want to be in Mississippi. It was a long ways away from both of our families. My wife's originally from Louisville, Kentucky. So,
although, let's just say, in terms of campuses, Ole Miss, one of the best in the country.
The town itself, Oxford is incredible.
A great town.
Yes, absolutely. And having the opportunity, though, to return to my hometown, the town that raised me, to start my family was something I couldn't pass up. I was absolutely excited to do that. And so been there since 2001, been over 21 years now.
And what's your practice? Are you a sole practitioner? Or?
No, I'm in with a firm. It's Ramsey Thornton Baird and Osborne. There's four of us in the office. And we do mostly real estate-related stuff, business formations, probate, stuff like that. And we own Dixon Title. So where I've met most of the people in the community is doing real estate transactions for folks.
Mm-hmm. been pretty busy of late, I would imagine.
You know, you would think during March of 2020 things would dry up and slow down and the economy would go south, but we have been busier than we've ever been for 2 years now.
Describe your political philosophy.
Look, I'm a Christian conservative. I'm a father. I'm a homeschool dad. I believe in conservative principles, and probably would be considered by a lot to be pretty hardcore conservative.
Let me ask you the big question. We ask this of everybody who's in the Tennessee General Assembly. Will you, if you are elected, will you vote to tell the U.S. Department of Education to keep their money and stay out of Tennessee education?
You know, it's funny you should ask that question because obviously here in recent news, we've seen where a lot of things are coming down from the federal government. Just last week, there was an article that President Biden wants to link the free and reduced lunch money that comes from the federal government to having bathrooms that are unisex.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Absolutely, the state of Tennessee needs to tell the federal government to stick it. We don't need their money, and we'll handle ourselves down here just fine.
Now, this has been one of my pet peeves, favorite ideas for ever since we've done this radio show. And I ask every member of the Tennessee General Assembly if they would introduce a bill to tell the federal government we don't want their education money.
It's not just education money. It's any of the money they send us that has strings attached.
Well, they all have strings attached. On the education side, here's the challenge you might face. Because if you were to go in there and introduce such a bill, you would be the first person to make such a bill introduced. Will you do that? Will you be the first guy to do it?
I would proudly do that. I would walk on my hands and knees to the speaker's
desk
to turn
that
bill.
Why has nobody else done that?
Great
question, right?
Well, I think the answer is, from what I can tell, when we talk to the members of the Tennessee General Assembly, and by the way, this is one of the best state legislatures in the country so far, compared to some of the others. But here's the thing that I get is there's a lot of resistance, even from Republicans. You know why? Because the teachers and the teachers unions, particularly in rural areas, have great impact. And that's the battle that you're fighting. Are you willing to take that battle on?
Sure. I mean, look, I'm already going to have some of that headwind as a homeschool father.
Mm-hmm.
There are administrators and folks that are entrenched in the public school system that don't understand homeschooling and the mindset why someone would want
to. Or they may understand it but not like it.
Correct, not like it. And so because of that, I've already prepared to deal with that. What folks need to understand is, as a father, a native of this community, and also a small business owner, public schools are important to the fabric of this community and in every community in the state. So if our public schools are not good, if they're not well-funded, if they're not being led by excellent teachers and educators, then we're all going to struggle, and we're all going to suffer the consequences of that.
Our guests today have been John Rich, who is the great entertainer based here in Nashville, and Jody Barrett, running for the State House in the 69th District. Tonight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., if you want to hear John, you're going to be singing tonight, right?
I am, bringing the guitar. We're going to light it up at the golf course, Highway 70.
Greystone
Golf Club, Dixon, Tennessee, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. John Rich will be singing. Jody Barrett will be talking. All you have to do is show up.
I will not be singing.
John, thanks so much for coming in. Jody, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.